It is September 11th, 1793. The sun is out and shining. Throughout the courthouse, the smell of leather and old wood fills the air. At Mount Vernon, Alexander Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson discuss the question of the National Bank. And this, folks, is the start of George Washington's very first cabinet. George Washington, President, Thomas Jefferson, Secretary of State, Alexander Hamilton, Secretary of Treasury, Henry Knox, Secretary of War, and Edmund Randolph, Attorney General. On September 11, 1789, George Washington sent his first cabinet nominee to the Senate. Minutes later, by unanimous vote, Alexander Hamilton had become the first Secretary of Treasury, a delegate to the Constitutional Convention, as well as introducing the Virginia Plan, which formed the two-party system we have today. On the very same day, Thomas Jefferson was asked to take the job of Secretary of State. Jefferson, who needs little introduction, was already known for being a very important founding father and a key creator of the Declaration of Independence. Altogether, the group's name was Washington's Cabinet. Hamilton became an important part in developing the United States economy. The next day, September 12th, Washington picked Henry Knox as Secretary of War. Knox fought together with George Washington in the Revolutionary War and was very important to the creation of the Navy. Later that month, September 26th, Washington chose Edmund Randolph as his first Attorney General. Randolph was previously... George Washington has his first cabinet meeting with all four members on February 25th, 1793. James Madison came up with the name cabinet during this meeting. The meeting became very tense, with Jefferson and Hamilton taking sides over the issue of needing a central national bank that would end up helping to make our currency more stable. It was a part of Hamilton's overall financial goal. Hamilton's financial plan was created in an attempt to fix the large money problems that had come up after the end of the Revolutionary War. The federal government was about $54 million in debt, and all of the states combined owed another $25 million. Hamilton felt that the federal government should pay for all the combined debts. To pay for them, he suggested to use bonds that people buy and get interest money back over time, much like the war bonds from World War II. Jefferson and Hamilton ended up making a deal to get this done. In exchange for Hamilton's national bank, Jefferson asked for the U.S. capital to be moved south, to be closer to the southern states in the Union, and on a soggy marsh along the Potomac River, our capital, as we know it, was born, Washington, D.C. This is the end of the beginning of Washington's first cabinet. Stay tuned.